This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Friday. And Atlanta, we have a developing story. Rory, all of a sudden, who looked like he was choking this thing away yesterday after being four under and then got back to even, has come in today, round two. He has been on fire. And I said to Mike when I came in, he is five under. Back in the top 10, he is making moves today, and he is one of the major stories at the Masters. We're going to continue to talk about it. But, Mike, you know, we said this as we left the show yesterday. Did he blow his chance? And us having watched Rory over the years, like right. So many of you guys, he seemingly always has a round where he caves. It just so happened it was the first day of the Masters. Usually it's day two or three, and then he has a great day four, and it doesn't matter. But to come back like he has today, and Scottie Scheffler he's playing now. We'll get you caught up with what he's doing. Bryson DeChambeau's having a really good day. But this Rory story, this could turn out to be something special.
I was telling Carl, you know, at the end of the show yesterday, I go, that's it. Rory's done. He's done it again. He's taken himself out of a major. And usually it happens on a Thursday. Sometimes it happens on a Saturday. And then I said to Carl, watch, he'll shoot a 62 on Sunday and he'll finish third and it'll signify nothing but a nice payday. But this is why we watch sports. For instance, and it's funny because we're going to talk about Kyle Pitts later in the show. Kyle Pitts is on a podcast with many things to say. And this is why you love sports. If you pull for an athlete or if you just know who he is, it's the story. Like, for instance, Pitts, a lot of expectations he hasn't met. Is he going to rise to the occasion this year? Is he going to get the big money? Is he going to stay with the Falcons? Is he going to wind up someplace else? Is he going to get to 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, silence the critics, me, Carl, other guys? Rory, since, you know, the last, like, 10 years, he just can't win the big one. He self-destructs. This is why you pull for the guy. The man literally, not man versus nature, Carl, not man versus man. Remember in English class? It's man versus himself. Can he figure out the stuff between his ears? So this is great. Love to see Rory show everyone, yes, I can bounce back. I will not melt. I love it.
Hopefully I do, too. I do. And you said to me, he didn't speak to the media yesterday after kind of folding away those four shots.
Right.
He had two double bogeys on the back. And so, you know, you would think, hey, I'll address the media. He didn't speak to the media. And again, this was a guy that was saying, hey, you know, we're kind of required to. I mean, in other sports, they do it as some guys are shying away from it. But he didn't speak to the media. I don't know what he did last night. Whatever he did, he needs to do it again because he's playing really good golf today. Rory is tied for third after starting the day even. 404-726-0929. As we mentioned, Bryson DeChambeau is charging as well. Mike, he is one shot behind Justin Rose. Mm. And then, you know, Scheffler's on. He has birdied he's on what, hole three, I think it is. But he is five under as well. So you have one, two, three, four, five, six guys right now, five
right.
under, including Scheffler, Rory, and McCarty also. right here from the USA. All these guys are 500. So a bunch of guys in that bunch, Mike. And then you've got Victor Hovland and a bunch of other guys that are right there at 400. But this thing could get really interesting, man. I can't wait to see how it plays out.
And again, I know that not everybody who listens to our show is a golfer, but I mean, this is one that as guys who play golf and follow it, we just love it. And that's why the Masters is, you know, it's just so special. And all the storylines that are developing. Justin Rose, we said yesterday, he hasn't won since 2012. You said it today. How do you battle when you don't have your A game? He didn't have his A game. He's hitting fairways today, but he's grinding.
He's grinding. All right, we're going to talk plenty about it. We'll keep you updated throughout the course of the afternoon here on the show. Meanwhile, most of you, me, sleep. The game was a 2.5-hour rain delay last night, and so as many of you turned it off, it was tied. I did. But Mike, Marcell Ozuna comes up big for the Braves. 2-run homer in the 11th. Braves beat the Phillies. Guys, hey, we get a series win. We got a series win, guys. Unbelievable.
In the air. Deep left center. The biggest of flies for the Big Bear. And a game that started on April 10th ends on April 11th. And the Braves win the series.
Boy, do we need that. Can we build off it? This is the thing we talked about with Paul Byrd yesterday. You know, the maybe getting a little bounce when we get Strider back. But this is the kind of game, and it was funny, I was reading some of the social media stuff from up in Philadelphia. This is so unfair. This game should have been postponed. We've got to fly tomorrow. We're leaving tonight from the airport. Oh, cry me a freaking river.
Yeah, St. Louis is an hour away. Relax.
I mean, like, you're the first team to ever have to deal with, oh my gosh. Well, sleep well tonight in the Four Seasons and someone's got your luggage.
Taking a nap.
Yeah. So eat a bag of blanks there, Eagles. Yeah, Philly, and you get the idea.
I totally do. And listen, I think, you know, if they would have called the game or could have, they would have. I think they did the right thing. Again, guys, we already have a makeup game with the Marlins. You don't have to start stacking these games and picking makeup dates. If you can finish the game, and they needed to, we weren't to a point where they could have called the game.
The length of it.
Yeah, so you waited 2 hours and 45 minutes in the sixth inning. And so that brought this game back. But either way, we were clutch last night. Ozuna, great job. Our Braves are going to take on Tampa as the weekend gets underway. But Matt Olson also drove in the Braves' first run with a ground out in the first inning. That scored Riley, and that was 1-1. That's where this thing stood. Both pitchers that started, they lasted the first six innings, and then the rain came, right? And so, you know, you're saying, all right, what do you do? They did exactly what they needed to do. There was no cheating going on, Philly. But this was a big series win because, again, you lose to the Dodgers. You lose to the Padres. We didn't beat the Marlins. That series is still tied at 1-1. And we looked like, Mike, we might not win this one.
And hats off to the bullpen. First off, another great job from Schwellenbach, who right now is the team's ace until Chris Sale gets back to Cy Young form. Schwellenbach, it's like when you were a youngster, most of you guys were kids, you know, when Glavin and Maddox were here. Maddox, of course, was a trade, but when Glavin and Avery and Smoltz were coming up and watching these guys just become the best in baseball, and that's what you love to see with Schwellenbach's development. And no disrespect to Bryce Elder, feels like he's going to be here a while, right?
It does.
He's going to stick. But a great job by Bummer, De Los Santos. Iglesias didn't suck last night. Montero. And then Suarez gets the actual win because he was in the inning of the home runs. I mean, the home run for Ozuna. Just clutch, man. This is where it needs to be. I hate that runner on second base. Extra innings goes on forever. But this is hopefully, Carl, springboard to something. 3-9 now.
Montero, by the way, this is the guy we picked up from the Astros. We traded for him. Listen to what Snit had to say about him because he came into the game, for those of you who were up, in a big pressure spot, and Snit talked about it.
You know what? I think it's huge because when you get a guy in a trade, you want him to be able to contribute. You know, if you get a position player, you kind of like him to get a big hit. But a pitcher to come in that situation and hold the opposition there like he did was awesome. You know, and that's good. And he's been through those wars too. I mean, this guy's been a back end of the bullpen guy. And you know, I like what I saw tonight.
Yeah, I kind of did too. Mm-hmm. Watching the highlights from what he was able to do, and Mike mentioned 5-6 pitchers were used last night. Bummer, Santos, Iglesias, Montero, Suarez, bunch of guys contributing to this win. But when you have these rain delays, this is what happens, Mike. You know, guys are sitting around, and okay, we're going to get started again. Got to get your arms warmed up, and you want to go to guys that hopefully can finish the game. 4-2 was the final. Braves win. They'll move on to Tampa for a weekend series. BMAC, Bryant McFadden is on the way, guys, here in less than 10 minutes. Co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast, and, of course, CBS NFL analyst. We got a lot to talk about when it comes to the draft. It's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine last night, and he was saying, first thing, you know, I hadn't spoken with him, and he was like, what are the birds going to do? everybody knows or at least thinks they have an idea of where this thing is headed. But, Mike, today's news that is coming out of Cleveland may impede some of the things we want to do.
Yeah, they signed Flacco, guys, a one-year contract, $14 million with a ton of incentives. Can get it up to $13 million if he gets him back in the playoffs. So, and he did it. And he actually did that, you know, 2 years ago. So I think Kirk Cousins to the Browns is dead. I don't think that's viable for them. I think they've, you know, they've looked at us. They've talked about it. You know, I thought maybe, you know, it's a game of chicken. They thought we're just going to cut him. We didn't. And now, as you said, maybe we hold on before right until camp and hope maybe somebody who has something in their situation that changes that makes them want Kirk Cousins, and maybe they take a little bit of money off our books, you know, and we end up eating it and we can buy a draft pick for 2026. But even then, the only way now we get anybody interested is if Aaron Rodgers retires and the Steelers call us.
Yeah. And the way things look, it sounds like Shedeur Sanders had a really good meeting with the Steelers yesterday. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to draft him, but when he comes out and says, hey, you know, I'm an open book, but we talked about everything, I think they feel really good. They're picking 21. And if Shedeur Sanders slips, okay, outside the top 10, I think the Steelers go get it, Mike. I think that is a viable thing to say, hey, what are we doing for the future? Even if he's got to sit behind an Aaron Rodgers there in Pittsburgh, if that, in fact, that happens. Mm-hmm. But this whole Kirk Cousins thing now, the bottom line is this. Cleveland doesn't have the money, okay? They've got X amount of money already committed to Deshaun Watson. Mike, whatever little money they had left that they were thinking about, hey, we can do this Cousins deal if the Falcons cut him, which, again, they weren't going to have to pay a whole lot. It just doesn't add up, and this is a guy that they trust. So they made a decision, guys, to be honest with you. We prefer to go this way than the other, and why wait if you feel that way? So they made the decision to go and get Flacco. Either way, we just got to sit and wait. But I'll say this, Mike, is the draft will happen, you know, on the 24th, and that weekend is going to be huge, and then we get past that, and it'll be, you know, rookies reporting, and we'll start talking about all this other stuff. He's not going to have any impact. And I don't know if I'm going to spend a lot of time, Mike, talking about it because he's not – I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. He's not going to have any impact. He's here. He's on the team. But he's not going to have any impact. And so, you know, all offseason it was can he be here? Should he be here? How do you feel about him being here? Guess what? He's still here.
Yeah, and I know that we've talked about it with former athletes. Some guys said, yeah, there may be some dudes who get a little, you know, a little in their bag that he's still on the team. Other guys, you know, it's, hey, I don't care. That's how Kirk plays his game and tries to make his money. And so, not my style, but he's on the team. And, hey, I just don't think you want a guy over the young stars, and hopefully Penix is going to be the young star's shoulder. So let's get him out of here.
All right, man, coming up, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on what went down in Cleveland and much more. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are keeping an eye out to what's going on at the Masters. Justin Rose is still atop the leaderboard, 8 under. But as I said, the story, guys, is Rory, who's 5 under, and is moving. I mean, he has had the most interesting round outside of Bryson DeChambeau today, who again has put himself in striking distance, Mike. But Rory, we're keeping an eye out, man.
Because he's returning to the scene of the crime, where things kind of game unglued yesterday on 15, so we'll let you know what happens after we talk to our next guest.
All right, let's talk to B-Mac Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, NFL analyst for CBS. B-Mac, man, the countdown to the draft is on. I want to start with this Steelers visit with Shedeur Sanders. I will ask you two things. One, why now? Why not earlier? And two, do you feel like, what's the percentage that they would move to go get Shedeur Sanders if he is within striking range?
Well, I think the time, well, we're 2 weeks away from the draft, so you're trying to do as much due diligence as possible in understanding some of the prospects that you have high on your board. And it's clear that Shedeur is high on their board, even though we view Shedeur Sanders as a top 10 pick. But to your next question, if Shedeur happens to fall outside the top 10, if you're Pittsburgh, you got to find a way to package up a nice potential trade for a team that you can move up to go get Shedeur Sanders. Now, all of that is pertaining to if he falls outside the top 10. I don't think so, because I think if he's there at 9, I think the New Orleans Saints would draft him. But if the Saints did the unthinkable and drafted another position, if you're Pittsburgh, you got to find a way to make something happen and go get your quarterback of the future.
Yeah, man, it's a swap of basically you have to get from where they are using this nerd valuation system I found.
Nerds.
Brian, it's definitely going to be how you want to play it. It's going to be a first rounder this year and a second rounder and maybe more, or a first rounder and a next year's first rounder to move up if he is in that top 10.
Yeah, no question. Because the thing is about Pittsburgh, even if you sign Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers becomes the quarterback for this season, you're basically putting a Band-Aid on a injury that needs surgery. You still need a quarterback moving forward because Aaron Rodgers probably won't be there in 2026. So if you're in this position, you got to go get your quarterback of the future and build around like you did years ago when you drafted Big Ben in 2004.
You like the Browns going back to Joe Flacco, one-year deal, $4 million. That comes down today. I mean, again, they got Kenny Pickett, whoop-de-doo. They got Joe Flacco, who did lead them to the playoffs. Deshaun Watson is rehabbing. What are the Browns thinking here, B-Mac?
You know what, Carl, Mike? Only the Browns know what the Browns are thinking. Come on, man. I mean, Joe Flacco was in the car pickup line a few years ago. You went and brought him in. He played pretty good football. He got in the playoffs. Joe Flacco, once again, in the car pickup line, and you gave him another one-year deal. So who's the starting quarterback for the Browns?
I have no idea.
Is it Two Glove Kenny? Is it Joe Flacco? Either option you're not really excited about, especially when you're playing in the AFC North. So if you're Kevin Stefanski, now I'll say this, guys. They're in a very, very good position to get a young quarterback, but it seems like they're going to attack other positions. So I don't know what the Browns are thinking, but the Browns are doing what the Browns usually do, confuse all of the people on the outside looking in because we have no clue about the direction and what they're trying to do, especially bringing in Joe Flacco along with Kenny Pickett, who they traded for weeks ago.
Thing is, man, you know, we're just trying to get rid of Kirk Cousins. You know, we just want to get rid of him. And the only way we see anywhere, any plan would be the Steelers, you know, not having to deal with Aaron Rodgers and who knows. And have you heard anything, by the way, about Aaron Rodgers? Anybody got any idea what this guy's going to do?
No. Only Aaron Rodgers knows what he's going to do. And he has two options. You play with Pittsburgh because that's the only team that wants you to be their day one starter, or you retire. So maybe he's kind of going through this back and forth process of, should I walk away from the game or should I give it one more time? But to your point, if Aaron Rodgers is not there, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got to take a flyer at Kirk Cousins because the free agency market is very, very slim at the quarterback position. I, for one, thought Cleveland might take a chance on Kirk Cousins before signing Joe Flacco. I felt like that would make sense for both sides, for Atlanta and for Cleveland. But with them adding Joe Flacco, I think they will be out of the running of the Kirk Cousins situation, regardless of what they do in the draft. So if you're Pittsburgh, I mean, you continue to wait on Aaron Rodgers. Think about this, guys. We're literally 2 weeks away from the draft. Pittsburgh don't have a quarterback.
Well, that's. I was going to ask you, Brian, what as a guy that played in that organization, I asked Carl this yesterday, when does the Steelers organization say enough is enough? And they say, oh, you know what? I know we've heard from some of the players like, you know, like Hayward, but when do the Steelers say, that's it, I need a draw a line in the sand date, you're in or you're out?
That's the thing. But now it's like this, Carl, Mike, you waited this long, you might as well wait it out. Think about it. We're 2 weeks away from the draft. The Steelers, it seems like they put all their eggs in one basket. Now, does that basket have a bottom? Does it have a bottom? Because if it don't, all your eggs gonna fall through. And that is what we're waiting to see. Because you allow Justin Fields to leave for $30 million, two-year deal. That didn't make any sense. You allow Russell Wilson to leave to New York for basically $10 million with incentives. That didn't make any sense. Because you were putting all your eggs in one basket for Aaron Rodgers. So now, if Aaron Rodgers happens to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm walking away. It's been a great ride. What do you do now, Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Now you have no leverage at all.
Sounds like you're mad at Mike T. That's just me. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking with Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, as we get ready for the NFL draft, just less than 2 weeks away now, guys. And as we start to break down all of this stuff, I want to get your thoughts again. Has anything changed for you on these secondary guys? Now, look, I don't think we're drafting the corner or number one over or our first overall pick, you know, whether we're at 15 or elsewhere in the first round. But has any of that changed for you as we get closer and closer? Because, again, you know, maybe you start to look a little closer at these guys and you go, all right, you know what, maybe this guy is a little bit better. Or is it simply about fit, B-Mac?
No, great question, because You know, I've been going back and forth as we get closer to the draft. My number one cornerback is Travis Hunter. Now, he's also the number one wide receiver. Yeah, Atlanta, you don't have a shot in getting Travis Hunter.
No.
That's not happening. All right? My number two cornerback, I know most of the consensus, they have Jahdae Barron from Texas. But for me, my number two is Maxwell Hairston from
Kentucky,
Mississippi.
Hairston?
I'm sorry, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yes.
Trey Amos is at Mississippi. Maxwell played at Kentucky.
Yes.
I really love his game, man. He reminds me a little bit of Devon Witherspoon and how twitchy he is, his short area quickness. And, of course, he went to Indy and he stamped a high 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
He can really, really run. The issue for him evaluating his 24 tape is a little difficult because he was dealing with a shoulder injury. But if you really want to see what type of player he is, go back to his 2023 season when he was healthy and just look at what he did. He is a very, very feisty corner, and he plays with a big man mentality. And he's fast, he's quick, and think about this, guys. He's battle-tested. He's played against the highs of the highs in terms of some of the wide receivers he's faced in the SEC. So that is like how I see my board. And if you have Jahdae Barron number two, I'm okay with that. You know, it's all about personal preference. But Maxwell is a guy who, number one, he will be a first-round pick.
Mm.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see him go in the high teens, in the early teens, because a lot of teams really have high value on him and what he can do for their organization.
See, that's the thing. That's why Carl always mocks me when I talk about these mock drafts, because depending on where you look, like the PFF nerds, they got him in the second round. And that's why it's hard for the fan to kind of, okay, is this guy going to be there? Because if he's there in the second round for the Falcons, that's perfect.
Nah, he's not going in the second round. No, that ain't happening. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with an individual I know from an NFC team, and he was basically talking about how their organization view him, and they have him as their number one corner on their board. And see, that's the thing. When you talk about these conversations, you know, one team might have Maxwell as the number three cornerback on their board. Mm-hmm. Another team might have Maxwell as the number two or number one. Mm-hmm. Years ago, remember when Devon Witherspoon went as high as he did to Seattle? I think he went top five.
Yeah.
That surprised everyone, but Seattle had him as their top corner on their board along with other organizations that were following Seattle. So that's the thing about the draft that I like. When you think you know what you're going to see, you don't know.
Yeah. Maxwell can run, man. Mike and I, we've been talking about it. I saw the kid a couple of times. And you're right about the shoulder injury. It's funny because I had heard from folks at Kentucky, like, he's great, but his tackling needs to improve. But it gets back to the injury, doesn't it, B-Mac? Like, that is why maybe the tackling has been questioned, is because, hey, I was dealing with his shoulder. We'll see. Again, he's going to be at the top of the board. We're talking with Brian McFadden. A couple other things for you before we let you go, man, as we talk about the upcoming draft. I want to get your thoughts on these guys that are moving at the quarterback spot. We spent a lot of time on Shador and obviously Cam. Are you buying this wave of movement that we're seeing or at least hearing about for Jackson Dart? Do you think he is the third best quarterback in this draft?
I can say he is the third best quarterback, but there's a nice gap of separation between one and two compared to three.
Okay.
In my opinion. And see, the thing about this quarterback draft is only top heavy. Right. In terms of quantity, there's not a lot. There lies the opportunity for Jackson Dart. Now, one thing I'm not buying, and even if it's on the clearance rack, I'm not buying it. You're not going to sit here and tell me Jackson Dart is better than Shador Sanders.
No, I agree with that.
If you have Shador at year two, you're not going to tell me Jackson Dart is right there with Shador.
Yeah.
That's not the case. None. I'm not taking that.
Okay, well,
me
wait.
Personally.
I'm with you. Let me ask you this because we're running out of time. Where are you at on Jalen Milroe?
Jalen Milroe is a second-round type product. In my opinion, late second round, best case scenario. The issue for Jalen Milroe, and you guys watch a lot of SEC ball, he's too inconsistent.
Mm.
Like, Jalen Milroe is the type of player, when you watch him play, you need to have some garlic next to you because your blood pressure is going to go up and down, right? You praise him. Wow, Jalen, great job. Think about the Georgia game. Think about all the darts he was throwing in the Georgia game, the dimes. And then you go and look at what against Vandy. Jay, what are you doing? What are we doing? Like, there are so many oh no moments with Jalen Milroe, and it really bothers you. I mean, it can really get under your skin. That's the issue. But in terms of athleticism, I'll tell you this much. If he goes into a great situation where he can get the best coaching that's available, just imagine, this is a hypothetical, the Rams. If Sean McVay gets his hands on Jalen Milroe in an ideal situation where he's not required to play his first year. He just sits. He learns from Sean. He learns from Matthew Stafford, understands the ins and outs of being a professional quarterback. And then from a year and a half, 2 years now, you give him the keys. That's a great scenario for a guy like Jalen Milroe, because he's going to get the proper coaching to be able to excel and be able to deliver consistency in the National Football League.
All right, man, we'll be watching these corners. Again, I got guys, Carl, that I say I could have in the second round, and then B says, not happening. So we'll see.
Maxwell? Yeah. Call Mike. Maxwell ain't going to be there in the second round.
Hey, by the way, you put any stock? I know we got a jet. Real quick, 30 seconds. Any stock in them going tackle? Or are they just simply talking to tackles because other teams will be looking at the tackles?
Who, Atlanta?
Yeah, to protect Penix's blind side.
Listen, if Atlanta takes a tackle in the first round, I'm not a drinker, but I'll probably be drunk.
Well, I agree. That
wouldn't make any sense.
I agree with you. I'm totally agree. We on board. B-Mac, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk next week, brother.
All right, thank you for having me.
Guys, we got plenty more to get to. The latest on the Masters. Mike will give you an update on the leaderboard when we come back as part of our daily download. It is Friday, getting ready for a beautiful weekend here in the A. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we invite you to follow us, guys. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. We are keeping an eye out, and literally Mike and I are going back and forth. Did you see that? Because our screens are, you know, not synced. So sometimes I get it before he does, and then he gets it before I do, but we were both watching Rory. Mike, where is he right now?
Right now, guys, Roy McIlroy has just parred after a really not great tee shot on 16. He had a long putt to make after he birdied number 15. That was his nemesis yesterday where things came off the rails. Mm. So right now, we talked about Justin Rose in the clubhouse at 8-under. DeChambeau on the course right now at 7-under. Victor Hovland at 6-under. And Roy McIlroy at 6-under. So Rory just 2 strokes back. And, man, just unbelievable to basically show you that I am mentally tough. I'm not going to fold. And didn't talk to the media also, by the way. He took the advice of Colin Morikawa. Didn't speak to the press yesterday, and the press killed him for it, basically. No surprise.
Yeah. Look, he was 4-under yesterday, and if he just would have finished 4-under, he'd be leading this thing right now, playing the way he is.
Yep.
But I think this is a bigger story for him to give up those strokes and then come back and play the way he is playing today. Mike, if he's able to pull this off, we got a long way to go, guys. I mean, you guys know this. I mean, Saturday, moving day, Sunday, it's a different animal. But if he does, this goes down as one of the all-time greats because he came in as the favorite. He had won twice before getting here. Everybody said, oh, this is the momentum he needs. He hadn't come into the Masters, you know, without winning, blah, blah, blah. And then you start off on a day where, all right, it looks pretty good, and then you fold up to finish, and now you literally have come back out, Mike, and stuck your finger at everybody and said, I'm going to get right back in this thing.
I can do it. So that's a great story. We're talking about the cut at +2. Right now, as it stands, we need Fred Couples to get it in gear because he's right at the cut line. He's out there. Mickelson right now.
Come on, Freddie!
He is one over the cut. Dustin Johnson will not make the cut as it's presently constructed. So out of Live Golf, he's out.
That's another guy, though, Mike, that's kind of falling off.
Yep. Sergio Garcia will not make the cut. Very ballsy wearing that Live Golf gear, the Spanish flag, the yellow and red.
I saw that.
Yeah, not so good. All right, there goes one of my Calcutta picks. Billy Horschel's got to really get it in gear. He's 5 over right now, so he needs to make like at least 3 birdies to make the cut.
He's gone.
Yeah. The kid who was peeing in Ray's Creek, the Arizona State amateur, he still has a chance to make the cut right now, so we'll see what happens.
All right, man. We'll keep you updated. And Scottie Scheffler is also playing well, but today has been about Justin Rose. He's done.
Scheffler is 5-under heading to number 5, so he could certainly be the leader by the time it's all over today.
No doubt. And then DeChambeau with his round. We'll keep you updated, man. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Turtle is behind the glass. He is also our executive producer doing all the things today. Turtle, man, let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
How about those Braves? It was late, late night when it all went down, but boy, we needed it. A series win is all that matters. Philly, we'll see you next time, but hopefully, as Mike said, we can gain some momentum. Listen, Riley ties it. Ozuna walks it off. This was a big-time win in a situation where, you know, this is so fragile, Mike. We lose, it's another series loss, and we're going, all right, where's this thing going? You found a way last night, and to me, that was the best thing.
Riley hits it well out to right center. It's going to at least tie this game, and that's what it'll do. RBI double, 2 apiece in the 11th. In there, deep left center. The biggest of flies for the Big Bear.
Brandon Gaudin with the call on FanDuel.
Ozuna, by the way, a double in the first. I thought the Braves were going to get the big inning in the first inning. Matt Olson grounds out to first. Riley scores from third, so they only get one run in the first. I was kind of like, oh, man, they kind of let the Phillies wriggle off the hook. But, yeah, great job by the bullpen. Schwellenbach is the best pitcher we've got right now. Chris Sale will get better, certainly, but Schwellenbach is the ace. And then the bullpen, as we said, the much-maligned bullpen. They did a great job through the late innings, into the extra innings. And then, as we said, with the runner on second, anything can happen, and it did. But then great job by Austin Riley. And, of course, you just played the sound of Ozuna with the big fly.
By the way, we were down. I don't even know if we mentioned this. We were down 2-1 in the 11th.
Yeah, that's the thing, because you get that runner on second, and unfortunately they got him in.
So, way to show some heart there. That was a big win. And I know it's early, but we just cannot be 7, 8, 9 games out and think that everything's going to be all right. Acuna, by the way, Acuna for life, has participated in batting practice, but has not yet been cleared to run the bases. And we told you yesterday he's going to go back out to L.A., and they're going to hopefully do all that and say, yeah, you're good to go. Mike, I don't know. What, do they put him on the machine like the Bionic Man? I mean, how do you figure this out? His knee, everything looks good. He's been taking batting practice. Let's go!
Yeah, and then just the question, as we said, and as a fan, I'm sure that Alex Anthopoulos, snicker in the dugout, whenever he goes first and down the first baseline hard, I said that to you yesterday, running out of grounder. Oh, man, just anytime he's got a plant to go make a turn after a ball in the outfield, you're going to be like, yeah. So let's hope, again, they're going to have to take their time. Yes, we want him up here yesterday, but they were always a little coy about his return date, so maybe they're going to slow roll this too.
I don't know.
Come on, Snit. Bryce Elder, by the way, on the hill tonight. He'll look to improve from his April 2nd season debut against the world champs, the Dodgers. Was not good. His ERA is about 6.7, but it's early. He did allow 3 runs in that 4-inning start. Hopefully he'll be better tonight, as we mentioned, Braves on the road against Tampa. Let's get to story number 2.
Story number 2.
Well, I would hope they'd win, and they did last night. I'm talking about our Atlanta Hawks. Boy, beatdown, 133-109 against Brooklyn, and it was Zachary Richache with a season-high 38 points.
Now a pass to Onyeka. Left side, Zach Richache. 3 is good again, and there's a new career high.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
For Zachary Rizochet, he's got 38 points on the night. The Hawks lead 106-82. Zach now 6 of 10 on his three-pointers.
You telling me he's not Rookie of the Year? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, is Castle going to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, man. I was on the Water Boys podcast. That's going to hit in a couple of weeks ago. You were on that earlier this year.
Yep.
Great guys, man, here. We did shout it over to Atlantic Station. We're talking about Rizochet, and we love his game. Just about, you know, what is this team's ceiling in the play? I think it's basically the same as a couple of years ago. Maybe you could win these play-in games, but it's very daunting without having a true Robin, without having, let's be honest, Jalen Johnson for Trey. I don't envision them, if they can get in, beating the Celtics anytime soon.
Trey had 24 and 12. Typical Trey night. But the Hawks, who shot 57%, and that's because Brooklyn doesn't play any defense. And Dyson Daniels had 10 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds. He almost had a triple-double. But he still leads the league in steals, Mike. Now 226. Good win. All right, now it's a back-to-back. And we're done at 6:30 tonight because the Hawks are in Philly to take on the Sixers.
Let's beat the process, shall we?
Well, this is, again, these, I'm not going to say easy wins, but these should be wins. The Sixers have completely shut everybody
we're not,
down. Like,
we're not a complete team by any stretch, but we're still better than Brooklyn by a long shot and better than Philly.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is we're not better than Orlando, who we're going to see coming up to finish the season.
That's going to be the last game on Sunday as the Hawks finish up. All right, guys, one other thing to talk about, and that is hearing from Justin Rose, who continues to be atop the leaderboard. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
It is the Masters. He played excellent yesterday. Described by golf analyst, they said he played as well as he could. Today was a little bit different. It was a little bit of a grind. He is in the clubhouse, though, and still maintains a one-shot lead right now over Bryson DeChambeau.
Justin Rose.
What about his day yesterday? Here's how he described it.
It was such a fun day out there. Had the energy going, had the feel going, knew I was doing something pretty special. It felt like a bit of a no-hitter there for a while. Like, everything was just going my way. I was kind of navigating the tough holes really well, was kind of finding my birdie opportunities on the holes where you could. And some of the, yeah, definitely there was a little moment around the middle of the round, well, back end of the, middle of the back nine, you know, up and downs on 14 and 15, I thought were huge for me, and then buried the putt on 16. And at that point, I actually felt on the front foot, you know, it felt like 17 and 18 were somewhat gettable, but two poor tee shots, unfortunately, another good up and down on 17, and then finally kind of came unstuck on 18, but great day.
So basically picks up a stroke today, hanging there at 8. The weather that rolled through a little bit earlier than we expected last night, and again, still some showers making their way through Metro Atlanta. We'll eventually get to a gust, it looks like, late this afternoon, Carl, if maybe not tonight. McIlroy, we talked about at 6-under. DeChambeau, though, at 7-under. He's on 16 right now. And then you got Victor Hovland, one of the big movers today. He's four strokes he's picked up. He's at 5-under. Oberg from Sweden is at 5-under. Scotty Scheffler, he's at 5-under right now. And we'll see what he can do as he's still on the front nine. I think there's a guy we think is going to make a move today.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Hey, coming up, 4th and 1, and Mike mentioned it, or maybe we were talking amongst ourselves, Mike. Kyle Pitts went on Cam Newton's podcast. And, you know, that's great. These things happen. You know, I hope that he said some interesting things, and I'm hoping he's talking in a positive way about the what he wants to do for the season and, you know, the team, etc. I've not heard it, okay? Heard snippets. But for someone who told you guys last year that I thought he was the most important piece on this offense and he was going to take it to the next level if he was able to do the things that we think he's capable of, and he did none of it last year, my expectations, I really don't have any. Because I've heard all the excuses, whether it be he's had so many coaches, oh, he's played with weak quarterbacks, you know, they don't throw him the ball. I've heard all of this stuff. And yet I've seen other guys around the league who continue to make plays regardless of who the quarterback, who the coach is. So if he is as good as we thought he was, maybe, Mike, he has a good year, ironically, in a contract year. The reason why we bring this up is because we're going to play a little bit of it for you. Mm-hmm. But do you have any expectations?
No, man. I will say this. When you hear the audio, I thought it was kind of cool because he sounds like very loose, you know. And again, it's a loose set. And they're having fun on the show, but he's having fun. And look, if he can back it up and play loose and not play tight and make plays. But he did say something interesting. You're going to, I think Falcon Man has actually two things I think you'll be curious to hear. We'll get that to you. But Yeah, I just want to see this guy get 8 to 10 touchdowns. That's why he was drafted 4th overall. Okay, whether it was Arthur Smith's idea, Terry Fontenot's idea, I don't know, man. Whoever's idea it was, he's got to be better. And how much you want to put on the quarterbacks he's dealt with, the scheme he's in. Man, rubber's got to hit the road if he's going to have a future here in Atlanta.
Yeah. All right, we'll let you hear that. Reminder, it is Masters Week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your source of the best coverage of Georgia's golf major. Join us daily for live interviews, analysts, and, of course, each night of the tournament. Westwood One wraps up all the action at 11 p.m., guys. Masters coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is brought to you by Twin Peaks, by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Umberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check out their new locations. The Masters all weekend long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman... Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.